Welcome. This is episode 3 of the Nash Country Cooks podcast. Kimberly Schlattman of Little Big Town, Grammy Award winning, is our guest. My name is Bill West with TheBarbecueTricks.com, Nash FM here in Charleston. And we take a little bit of time every week to talk about country cooking, whether that's country stars or country style biscuits and cooking. And in this case, we kind of cover all the bases. Kimberly Schlattman from, like I said, the Grammy Award winning Little Big Town. I hear they're in the studio now. She also wrote the book, Oh Gussie, Cooking and Visiting in Kimberly's Southern Kitchen. She's got all sorts of TV shows, Simply Southern on GAC, more on the cooking channel, and now her own line of kitchenware, inspired by her love of cooking, at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Kimberly Schlattman, Little Big Town, the Grammy Award-winning Little Big Town, but really here to talk about country cooking and all the food projects that you have on there. Hey there.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
I'm well. Are you? You're at home right now?
I'm at home right now. I don't get to be at home a whole lot, but I'm here this morning and I'm enjoying this spring day. I've got trees blooming in the backyard and it's gorgeous. We're having a beautiful spring here. How about y'all?
So, well, it's a beautiful day to do. We're about 80 degrees and a lot of sun, and it's nice. We like
nice.
Do you ever get down to the beach very often?
I love the beach. Not as often as I would like. I do love Charleston. I grew up in Georgia, and so we spent a lot of time on those Carolina, Georgia beaches, and I love it over there.
So,
and I love spending time at the beach. I love cooking at the beach. I love seafood,
yeah,
everything.
What's your food story and original connections? How did you get into all this?
Well, I grew up cooking with my mama and my grandmothers. I come from a family that, I mean, we spend all our celebrations, all our holidays, all our Sunday afternoons, all our times of grief, everything in our family revolves around the table. And I grew up with the philosophy that when you cook for someone, you're taking care of them. And so that's what my mama taught me, that she would show up at someone's door if they had a baby or if they broke their arm or for whatever reason with a casserole or a pie. And so she just taught me that's how we take care of each other. And I think that's a Southern thing. I think we all grew up with that kind of thing. So I grew up cooking with my mama, standing on a stool. She would let me help her make the biscuits, and I would hold the half gallon of milk, and she'd let me add the milk, and she'd go, okay, more, more, more. Whoa, 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 whoa. if I got too much, so I just learned from her, and then I would help her roll them out, and she baked a lot, so I also learned a whole lot from her for baking. And then both of my grandmothers are phenomenal cooks. So it's like singing to me. It's all I've ever done. I've always sung, and I've always cooked.
So is it, what was your hometown in Georgia? Is it Albany?
Cornelia. It's up in the mountains.
So is that a big part of, like, do you have a stash of recipes from family, or is that?
Oh, my goodness. I have recipes with butter stains on them or, you know, batter stains on them and grease stains, and those are such treasures to me. One Christmas, my mama gave me a notebook with handwritten recipes from both of my grandmothers and her. And now one of my grandmothers is gone on to heaven. So those are, you know, such incredible treasures to me, those handwritten recipes. And I believe today, sadly, we get on the internet and find our recipes today. We don't have those handwritten cards anymore. And I hate that. I try to keep some handwritten cards around and give them as gifts and stuff, because I think it's so important to have just that tangible little piece of, I don't know, it's just a little treasure.
Did you think about that kind of thing when you put the book together?
Oh, yes, I did. My book is full of family recipes. And it took me a couple of years to write this book. One reason was because it's partly a memoir, so I wrote a lot of stories about my life in there. And then secondly, it was because of all those family recipes that had not been, you know, expertly tested. So my grandmother would write a note in there and it would say, I'll add a little bit more salt if, you know, da 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 da. So, you know, to get them precise, I had to test them over and over. And then, you know, my grandmother would write, sometimes you might want to add a little bit more flour. Well, you can't put that in a cookbook.
Right.
So I had to figure out a lot of those technical things, but I had so much fun doing it. And in my cookbook, I share a lot of stories that go along with the recipes also. But I wanted to do that because fans were asking me for recipes a lot, but also for my daughter. I wanted her to, she loves to cook. And so I wanted her to have that collection of recipes from our family that she could have with her forever.
Yeah. My son is in his teens now, but I would want him to interview and get some recipes and things like that from his grandfather and grandmother.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, because it's more than just the numbers on the page. It's the accent in their voice and the year. I might do that on a different podcast here, a different episode. That might be a fun idea. But
you should do that. That would be wonderful. I have so many memories of my papa grilling outside. He was a hunter and a fisherman, so he would bring home, you know, deer or fish or rabbit, and we would stand around him as he skinned it and prepared it, and, you know, grossed out as little kids. But now those are such great memories, and he'd had a big old fryer, and he would deep fry the catfish, and so those are just such precious memories. If I could have my papa on some kind of recording right now, it would mean the world to me. So I think that's such a great idea for you to do for your little boy.
And that Georgia thing is such a, that sound, my in-laws, his grandfather, they're in originally from Augusta there, or in from
mm-hmm.
Augusta. Now they're living out on Hilton Head. But a lot of that, that Georgia, you know, when you talk about some of the recipes and things like that, they were cooking with quail that it's so regionalized and so Southern. Let me ask
yes.
you, what if you were to define like country cooking, or even Southern cooking? You could tie them together, I guess. What is that to you?
Well, like you said before, it's more than just cooking. Southern cooking is, first of all, very comforting food. Food to me that comes along with memories because you've grown up with it your whole life. But more than just the actual food, it's the visiting around the table. It's the stories. When I was a kid and we would eat together on Sunday afternoons at my grandmother's house, my daddy and his sisters would always break into stories of their childhood. And it was like, how do y'all have so many stories? Every Sunday they would tell us, you know, more stories. And so Southern cooking to me is home. It's comforting. It's loving. That's my puppy dog in the background. It's loving, and it brings people together, and it's delicious. And, you know, sometimes we get a bad reputation for Southern cooking. It's not all fried, but some of it is, and it's doggone good. And if you have a little fried food every now and then, it ain't going to kill you.
Right. What's your specialty?
Oh, well, definitely Southern cooking is my specialty because it's what I've done all my life. But I love to bake. I love to bake cakes and cookies and cookie bars and pies. So that's probably if I had to, you know, say I think I'm probably best at that, it would probably be bacon. I have a sweet tooth, and so, you know, that's kind of what I kind of cater to.
You bought Blair Garner a birthday cake or something. What was that one?
That was a Coca-Cola cake.
Coca-Cola cake, okay.
That old traditional Southern Coca-Cola cake.
Gotcha.
I love that cake. And I make that for Jimmy in our band every year for his birthday. But I think bacon, I probably bake more for other people. Like if I want to take them a thank you or just a hope you feel better gift or something like that. It's usually a cake. I think in my cookbook, the pound cake in there, which was my grandmother's recipe, is my main go-to. It's my favorite thing.
Yes, awesome. So if you're on the road, I mean, do you guys get, you know, when you're on an extended tour or something like that, do you get a chance to do much cooking? What's your food day like?
Well, luckily we're on the road almost all the time, but we're home almost every week for a 2 or 3 days. which is how we like it, because so many people on our band and crew have children. We take our children with us, but, you know, the band and crew can't do that, so we try to get everybody home once a week. So when I'm home, I spend the majority of my time, if I don't have to work that day, like in the studio or something, I'm in the kitchen cooking, trying out new recipes. And if I'm on the road, we don't have a good facility as far as cooking goes. In the summertime, sometimes we get out grills and stuff like that, and we'll cook out all day long at a festival or something. But we do have a convection oven on the bus, but it takes forever. It's really hard to, it's not very good. But we travel with a catering company, and they're called Dega. They're out of Knoxville, and they are the best. And sometimes if I don't have anything to do in the afternoon, sometimes I'll just go in there and they'll let me indulge myself and just help them a little bit in the kitchen. And recently I was back there and we were cooking up a huge pot of risotto. So they let me lend a hand sometimes in there to get my fix.
So how were you able to connect the dots with music and then the book and TV show? I don't know. Did the TV show come first or did the book cookbook come first? And what was that connection and how did that all come together?
The TV show came first at GAC. Years ago, we were Little Big Town. We were doing an interview with GAC and they asked us all, what would you be doing if you could do anything? What would you be doing if you weren't in this band? And so I said, oh, I love to cook. Maybe I'd have my own cooking show. So years forward, our manager got a call, and he called me one day, and I was standing in my kitchen, and he said, are you sitting down? And I said, no, but hang on a minute. I'll sit down. And he said, how would you like to have your own cooking show? And this is, let me go back to something I forgot to tell you. When I was a little girl, I used to pretend I had my own cooking show. You know how little girls or little boys are always playing and pretending something. Well, I pretended I had my own cooking show, and I would stand at the counter with a bowl and a spoon and talk in this really silly voice, and I had my own cooking show. So then in my adult life, for that actual childhood dream to come true was just amazing. And so I did 3 seasons at GAC with that show, and I'm so grateful to them for letting me do that. And then the show went to Cooking Channel, and so now I'm in talks with the Cooking Channel to do something else with them. So I'm trying to cook that up and get that going. But I just loved doing that show. So then from the show came the cookbook. Okay. People started realizing that I love to cook, and were asking me for recipes a lot. And my manager was like, "No, we gotta get a cookbook." So I worked on it for 2 years, and so it was the show first, and then the cookbook.
Awesome.
And then now I have a line at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, how about that?
Dishes and cooking utensils and home decorating things. And oh my goodness, that's another dream come true. I have kind of a dish problem. I have too many dishes. I just love to collect them.
I know somebody in my house.
You do?
Yeah.
So now I just kind of have, I've validated myself with my dish addiction. Hey, look, now I've got this going. So anyway, I've been just so blessed, and so many dreams have come true for me. I'm just really so very, very grateful, and I love it all. I love the music. I love the cooking. I love the decorating. I love the designing of the dishes and the making up of the recipes. And
now that sounds like the most fun thing ever, is to dream up a line of these, it's glasses and dishes and mm-hmm. all sorts of things. How does that all work?
It's been incredible. A little over a year ago, Cracker Barrel approached me and asked if I wanted to do a line, and I was like, yes, I already have it planned out in my head because it's something I'd always wanted to do. And so I worked with them and gave them design ideas, and then they worked with their artists and their vendors and just came up with a collection that I'm just so very, very proud of. Now, that fall collection is no longer in stores, but a summer collection is coming out in July.
Oh, my gosh.
So it'll be back in the stores in summertime.
Just another reason for me to spend I can spend all day in the Cracker Barrel store. So
I know. Isn't it amazing? What what a great American institution we have in that store, and so much, just so many great, well, great food, first of all, but then just great history. All the relics on the walls are authentic, and they have this huge warehouse in Tennessee where all that is housed, and every store, there's 600-something stores, every store has authentic vintage relics, you know, that hang on the wall.
I wonder about that, too, the antiques, yeah. If they were legit, so now I know.
They're legit, and it's all categorized, and it's amazing. It's like a library. It's amazing. I got to visit that warehouse. It's just phenomenal.
Super neat. The Ogussie, where does that come from?
It's just a Southern slang, really. I grew up saying it. All the women in my family say it. It means, you know, same thing as "Oh my stars" or "Lord have mercy" or, you know, any of those Southern things. It can mean that you're really, really excited about something. It can mean these are the best biscuits I've ever made, or it can mean, you know, doggone it, I dropped my pie on the floor, or right. You know, it just covers a wide range of emotion, I would say.
I love it, and. Now, you talked about who would be your, did you have a favorite cookbook that you...
A favorite cookbook? Mm-hmm. Oh, it would have to be the one my mama made for me, of those family recipes that my grandmother's hand wrote. That's just my favorite little treasure.
Will there be another cookbook for you?
Woo! That was a chore. I think so. I think when I got done with it after those 2 years, I was so happy and proud of it. But I was like, I'm not sure I'll do that again. Yeah. But now, you know, now I think I could probably embark on another one sometime. Well, yeah.
And the way you did it, if it's, you know, memoir-like, maybe it'd be a little different. I love that, though.
Yeah, it would have to be different. I told, you know, lots and lots and lots of stories. And I'm so grateful that the publisher, which was HarperCollins, they let me do that. You know, it's not a traditional cookbook. It's very, very different. And I'm just really happy that they let me tell all those stories.
All right. I'm gonna let you go here in a second. I want to give you some rapid fire questions.
So, oh boy. Okay.
So, and it's going to start with one of my personal interests. Where can I get the best barbecue in your world?
Martin's Barbecue, Nolensville, Tennessee, about a mile and a half from my house.
What's your favorite cheese?
Smoked Gouda.
The best place to get a hot dog?
My mama's house, Slaw Dog, homemade slaw. Yeah. Grilled hot dog by my daddy. Best place.
Do you have a favorite pie?
Oh, apple pie.
This is going to be a little curve here. Your favorite country song?
I Still Believe in You, Vince Gill.
And of all the chefs, TV, home, whatever, your favorite chef?
Oh, my favorite chef.
Who were you? Who were you trying to be when you were doing your cooking show as a kid?
As a kid, I'm going to date myself. I started my cooking show as a kid from the Dinah Shore Show.
Oh my gosh! That's
you probably funny. Don't even. Do you remember that?
I barely. Yes, but I mean.
Yeah, barely. Me too. I barely remember it, but that's where I had this really silly voice, and you would add the eggs to the mixture, and I don't know where that came from, but I think it came. I think my idea, and I was really small when that show was on, but I think my idea came from the Dinah Shore Show. You know, there weren't many chefs on TV. Right. There was Julia Child, but that was just about it. And then I grew to love Paula Deen, and I just adore her. But you know who's a great chef is my brother. He's a way better cook than me. He needs his own show.
Where is he?
He's really in Georgia. He's great, and he doesn't do it for a living. He just does it. It's his passion, and he's incredible at it. And he's a great chef.
That's fun to have that. That's a little family thing as well.
Yeah, and my sister's husband is also, man, he can barbecue anything. He's got a big green egg, and he smokes, and, I mean, he's incredible. Lots of good cooks in my family.
Love it. And then if you were listening to music when you're cooking, what's on your kitchen playlist?
It depends on if I'm cooking by myself. I'm going to listen to, I love classical music while I cook by myself. If I'm having family over or, you know, a little party, I'll have a mix of country music and throw in a little John Mayer or a little Ed Sheeran in there, and I like a little mix of I would say mid-tempo, cozy, easy listening, relaxing music.
Well, I cannot wait to hopefully hear some new music to cook by with y'all. You say you're in the studio gearing up for more.
Yes, we are working right now.
I'm not here to talk about, like, country stuff, and you don't have to break any news, but I saw the Justin Timberlake post. Does that mean, is there anything you can share on that front?
Oh, you know what? We were we were writing with a friend out in L.A., and he showed up, and so we just threw him into the mix, and we had a ball. It was so much fun.
Is that how things usually work in the writing world?
In Nashville, I think that's more L.A., but in Nashville, you know, we'll set appointments with writers and sit down at somebody's, you know, house or somebody's studio and sit down and write a song, and it's already all planned out who's going to be there. But this was just so spontaneous and so much fun. I don't know that it's ever happened like that to us before, where somebody else showed up and we're like, come on in, let's do this together. And we just had a ball.
Kimberly Schlattman, Simply Southern is the TV show, but the book, which is out everywhere, is Oh Gussie, Cooking and Visiting in Kimberly's Southern Kitchen. Thank you for taking so long. I know usually radio interviews, we're like, we only talk between the records. And
that's, you know, okay. I enjoyed it.
I love learning a little bit more about everybody's food, and especially you got so much going on.
Well, thank you. I love your show. I'm so happy we have this. We need it.
So thank you one more time to Kimberly Schlattman of the award-winning Little Big Town, of course, all of her cooking endeavors. And as for me, we do this podcast every week, focusing on a different country singer or maybe country food topic. So please subscribe. And if you don't want to subscribe, do me a favor and make a review, make a comment, and let us know what we can work on, what we can talk about, either on iTunes or wherever you subscribe to these podcasts, Audio Boom, whatever. In fact, on iTunes, it surely helps spread the word. So please make a comment there. In fact, we'll check some of the comment makers, and if you let us know you make a comment, we're going to reward some of y'all with some double discs of the ACM award. Now that's what I call music, double disc. So just another extra reason to subscribe. And you want a little freebie from me? Go to my website, barbecuetricks.com. I've got a free book that has got some of the best barbecue sides and sauces recipes. All free. Just jump on over there. BarbecueTricks.com. Or you want a shout out to me, Bill@BarbecueTricks.com. Coming up next week, Lori Morgan talking about hot chicken, yes, and some of the new music she has out. As for now, I'm going to leave you with some famous last words from William Shakespeare on food and music. He once said, quote, "If music be the food of love, play on."